So it's Valentine's week. All right. Now, you guys know I'm an emo ho and I get super in my feelings, but I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do this Valentine's week. I'm going to order myself something from adamandeve.com. I'm going to use the code WD50 and literally buy myself a dick. Also, not to mention, with my purchase, I'm going to be getting 6 free movies. That's right. AdamandEve.com is giving 6 free movies, a mystery plaque that includes an item that they're positive we're going to enjoy, and free shipping. Now, that's a lot of free Valentine stuff. I am so excited that they've partnered with us. I really love Adam and Eve's stuff. I think if you remember, I talked about using their anal training kit. It's I think you type in booty boot camp and you'll find it. It's little dilators. They come out to be like $15 with the promo code. It's an amazing deal and it like helps you loosen your booty hole up. I've also bought a double dong from there from Scissors and myself, and it came out to $10. So thanks again to Adam and Eve for supporting today's episode. We are just so grateful that they've joined forces with Horrible Decisions because we're fucking hoes. WD50, get your free shit, get your free shipping, and enjoy.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your boy, Mr. Commodore, a.k.a. Colin, on the hottest play right now, The Checklist. Make sure you get your tickets. The show will be playing February 23rd at Lehman College. Make sure you get your tickets at ticketspice.com or go to the link in my bio on Instagram. But get those tickets because it's going to be a hot play. I play Colin. I bring the laughs. But the rest, you got to see for yourself at the show, February 23rd, Lehman College.
Yo, yo, yo. Welcome, guys, to yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. This your girl, Mandy, a.k.a. That Bitch, a.k.a. Full Court Pumps, a.k.a. The Booty Bandit, a.k.a. Jigglypuff, and everything that y'all want to call me. Weezy, unfortunately, is dealing with an illness in her family and is currently in Florida. So I need all of you guys to send your prayers to her with what she's dealing with her family. But I have a wonderful guest co-host with me today, and you guys may know her. I am sitting next to Tiara from The Oprah Rose Show.
Hey, hi. Thank you for having me.
Of course. I'm super excited. I was just saying before we started recording that me and Tiara went out. We did a movie together. Then we went and had lobster and shit.
Lobster and I think it was like lobster and shrimp the whole night.
And then this bitch was making me buy bottles of wine. Then mind you,
it was a real date.
No, it was a real date. And then at the end of the day, we done did movies, dinner, bought bottles, and then was like, we don't want to leave each other yet. You want to go
Let's
get drinks?
A drink? A drink
turned into six. Yeah. And we
eight.
And yeah, was it eight?
Don't I don't. Say that. I was hungover as fuck the next day.
No, but so, I was just talking to the room, saying like, this is how I want to feel when I go on a date. As you guys know, like I want a boyfriend like so motherfucking bad.
Why? They're toxic.
Already
boyfriend. Already
started.
Boyfriends are toxic.
Boyfriends are toxic. Well, as you guys hear, we have other people joining us in the room today. I am super excited. We have some of the actors on an upcoming play coming to New York City called The Checklist. Do you guys want to go ahead and introduce yourselves to our listeners?
Well, my name is Tyler Burgos, a.k.a. Breeze Marie.
And okay, real quick, Burgos, you related to Bernice or not?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
And I play Gloria on the play, so I'm actually Jessica, which is the main character, Tahiri, her best friend.
Okay. And what about you? We actually have a gentleman in the room, y'all. Now, before we get started, I will let you know. A lot of our straight men, you're straight, right? Or are you? Oh, I just got to ask. I don't know.
You have to ask these things.
His girlfriend is in a
no,
play,
but
too.
A lot of straight. Our listeners are like, oh, my God, you guys have such toxic straight men on the show often. So I'm really hoping you do our straight hetero cis men some justice today. So let our listeners know who you are.
How y'all doing? I'm Mr. Commodore, but on the play I play Colin, which is Dexter's best friend. He's the leading man role on the play. So I'm his best friend, and I'm the funny guy. I'm the best friend that just don't care. I don't care about nothing. Like, I'm just like, yo.
So he's toxic.
Did you hit?
He's toxic.
On the play, Colin. I'm very toxic.
He's a friend that you don't want your boyfriend
but
around.
But I'm honest. Ooh. I'm honest, and I tell you how it is. I'm blunt.
Okay,
so you do need me as a friend.
So we're going to have to definitely, so because you guys play the friends on the checklist, I want to, yeah, it's good that you're not here. So you guys may want to stay tuned because the horrible decision this week is going to focus on friends when dating.
Yes.
And am I dating you or am I dating you and your friends?
Exactly.
So we're going to have that conversation because I feel like friends kind of, you know, fuck up relationships from time to time.
Yes, they do.
You date me later.
Yes, they do.
You date me later. You date a lot of friends,
too.
So we are going to start with an icebreaker.
Yeah, this is an icebreaker we played last week on the show. And basically, what is an overrated and underrated sexual position for both of you? You both have to answer.
I think overrated would be doggy style.
You think
really?
Doggy style is
yeah,
overrated?
Like, I think,
I'm like, what?
Yeah, like we all like it, we all love it, but it's overrated. Like, it's,
okay, no, I
you get what I'm
okay.
saying? Like, everybody does it. And
true.
I think so it's overrated. I think underrated might be on your stomach, just laying there on your stomach.
If just like
ooh,
just
I don't know why, because that's when they dig in
your
pussy.
Yeah.
That, yeah.
Oh, that's see that
I
one
see,
didn't come
no,
up.
That one didn't come
I like
up.
That. Yeah, yeah. I like that one.
I was
that's
one
of
my
tweet.
Favorite
yeah.
positions.
I like that one.
What about you? As a man, what position is overrated and what position is underrated?
Overrated is doggy. Right?
Yeah. Everybody, wait, for a man too?
Because everybody
does it. See,
like,
people get it misconstrued
because
overrated
means. Is like why everybody doggy,
right.
doggy. Like you got to try new things. Like underrated is having her on the side.
You out here trying new
okay,
things.
I know.
You
got
to have a leg like, up on her shoulder, have her on the side, like, on her side.
Ooh,
okay.
I never.
Women like tend to like feel it like better and enjoy it when they're on their side.
That's what you have. So you have you're in a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm like,
oh,
we start.
Yeah,
okay.
He's in a
relationship. Wait, let's preface that.
What about you?
And his girlfriend ain't playing with nobody.
What did I say? You know what? I think I'm going to go with your underrated of, yes, like on your stomach. Because it's still something that's so like sensual and passionate with it. And what did I have? What was my overrated? Now you're making me say doggy style, but I actually love that.
I know
we
all know.
Style,
y'all got to realize, people don't realize what overrated means. Like, we all love Beyonce to death, but she's overrated.
Oh, wow. You better
know she's that.
Oh, shit.
It's like a.
Oh, shit.
Like,
wait, Beyonce is
she's
overrated?
She's the best ever, but people mistake what overrated means.
Yeah.
People
oh,
think
shit.
Overrated
it's
means like.
It's the go to.
It's the go to.
It's the go to.
It's the go to.
Right.
It's the go to.
She's over. People not. You say overrated doesn't mean it's a bad thing.
Uh huh.
Rating is a rating. She's over the radar. That's overrated.
Who's your favorite basketball player? MJ. And Michael Jordan, overrated.
Overrated.
All right. All right. Everybody's
it's not
say
a bad
MJ.
Thing, though. It's a good thing.
I never thought about
he's
it.
The,
yeah.
Because
every time
yeah.
you say overrated, people think you're saying something wrong. No. What we're saying is they're amazing. That's why they're overrated.
I just don't agree.
I was like, what's
the
Webster?
Do you
want to
look
at the dictionary? Hold on.
No, bitch. In real life? No, in real life?
What's the definition of overrated?
We're about to
break
it down. Because
it gave me new perspective.
Yeah.
I never thought of it like that.
Yeah, because that's not how you're supposed to think of it.
That's how you got
to
look at the actual definition.
It's not, though.
Okay. So it says overrate, right? So it's a verb. To rate or appraise too highly. Overestimate. I think you overrate their political influence. Used in a sentence.
Okay.
So
no, we not overrated
right,
Beyonce or MJ.
Yeah, praise
no,
too and the
to praise too much.
Yeah, T-O-O. Mm-hmm. You know my Baltimore accent.
Praising doggy style too much.
Praising
yeah.
doggy
yeah.
style
praise
too much.
Praising doggy
okay,
style too much.
There's nothing
right.
wrong with it.
So
we're just
like
saying
doggy.
It's overrated.
So I have two different answers, of course, because I be about this sex life. so for me, I feel like the most underrated position is missionary.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people say mission, like they talk down on missionary, but missionary is actually, to me, one of the most intimate positions
mm-hmm.
because
that's what I'm
you're
saying, yeah.
actually able to see the person's face when mm-hmm. they come, moan, talk. You're looking into each other's eyes. You could hold each other. You could caress
There's
more.
Different things to do
there's
with
so
it.
There's so
legs.
Much to do. You could put the legs mm-hmm. up. He could pound you hard. Like
yeah.
missionary, there's actually mad positions that you could do while in missionary.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we look at missionary as a vanilla
yeah.
position
yeah.
when actually it's like,
it's
I fuck with it.
There's a lot
although,
of things.
Although, you know, me and 24/7 be with the doggy all the time. But whatever. one of the most overrated positions, and y'all already know what I'm going to say. Bitch, riding dick, overrated. sorry, but it don't do shit for me. Also, I feel like riding dick, I don't know. To me, it just, bitch, it hurts my calves the next day. Y'all be liking that shit. Y'all, no, overrated. As the fuck.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Okay.
Really? Do you like
wow.
getting your dick rolled? Because, so this is.
I don't, but.
Oh, you. Wait,
I, no, I've experienced now in this relationship that she enjoys it more. She actually can.
She enjoys it more.
Really? Yeah, some women can really cup.
And they can cup that way.
Their position is like they just. They go in and it's like that's where they can really like get off. Like,
But you don't get off by it.
I feel like
a lot of men feel like women don't ride correctly,
and maybe that's the issue. I love it. I love it. The same thing. I think there's a different speed mechanics. Like, and I got a bad left knee. So I love it.
You got a bad left knee. I'm gonna say, bitch, my legs are short. I be fucking giant. Yeah. So like my legs. Yeah, I be like,
oh, I'm a pro.
No, are you?
Come on, pro.
See, just to me, riding dick, I can't really ride dick on my knees. I can't really ride dick on my knees because my partners are normally so much, like, they're big. Like, uh-huh. I feel big. Yeah. Not fat, but big.
Okay, but
sorry,
big.
No fat shaming, but I deal with, like, massive guys. So, like, I have to normally be in the froggy position. Do you know the amount of muscles it takes to,
it's
like
a workout,
up and
it's
down
also
on a
kinda day. Think of it as like a workout. Like sometimes I wish I had an Apple Watch on when I was having sex.
So and you I could know how many like, calories
all right,
you
this position
stuff.
Is burning more calories. I like to be efficient in everything.
Oh, I hate y'all. So as normal guys, every week what we do is we have a kink of the week, and what the kink of the week is you know, it kinda brings up the kinky stuff and lets y'all know that what y'all may be into is fairly normal. This one, because we have guests and I didn't know how really freaky y'all was, so I kept it kind of PG. The kink of the week for this week is coronophilia. I liked that it was kind of easy to say that
I
one.
I know. I was like, what?
What is
coronophilia?
That? Right,
that. Actually, if you guys could guess what coronophilia meant, could like when you saw it, did you come up with anything and think what it could be?
Fill you up.
Nah, look, philia is the word that goes behind everything.
And I'm hearing chronic, and I'm thinking weed. I'm like, weed chronic.
It's coronophilia. It's actually a sexual fascination with thunder and lightning, similar to arousal from thunderstorms, which is brontophilia. You can't incorporate it into your sex, but a thunderstorm makes a good backdrop for sexy times. Many people find their levels of desire increase during storms and sex during thunderstorms. So I brought this up because it's so funny. So last weekend after we went out, I pretty much stayed in the fucking house all weekend. Mm-hmm. Didn't really do shit. But it rained like one of the days. What was it? Saturday or Sunday? One of them days. Oh, did Saturday, because bitch, you had the damn party. And I was going to use the rain as an excuse anyway not to come. But anyway, so it rained all day.
Oh,
and I'm not going to lie.
Yes,
I probably masturbated like four times,
oh
five times.
Oh,
so the rain was turning you on.
The rain, because what it does mentally to me is like, bitch, can't shit be going on outside this house right now because the weather sucks.
I'm
going to be in the
house.
And because I know nothing
is
going on in the outside of the world, it just makes me want to, okay, Chopped is over. Let me go play my pussy real quick.
Did you nut four times?
Oh, I nut every time I play
me
my
too.
Pussy.
Every,
that's the only
four times? Actually, it was nothing left. Yeah, it had to be nothing. I mean, it's not like men.
I mean, it's not like men.
Yeah, because we can't. I think two, maybe twice a day, but like four times, it's like air is coming out the phone.
First
like,
off,
that's y'all. I can come four times in one time having sex.
That is true.
Like four orgasms.
You're bugging, yeah.
That is very true.
And what's, hold on, I don't know.
Okay.
But so it's easy to do it once.
Yeah.
It's easy to do it four times in a day.
Four times in a whole day. Not
sometimes I had sex with my boyfriend when we first started, like, but well, we're broken up now, but like four times
a day.
Girl,
you miss him because you still call him your boyfriend.
You know how you're so used
is
to saying
new?
Something.
It's new.
You're
new.
Used to
you're
saying
still
something.
Mine.
I wish you
and
would,
I would
nigga.
Have sex with him like four times a day and be coming like four to sometimes six times each time.
That's
we
how
did.
It is with me.
I could do sex. I could,
so
I
that's like 25
sex,
times.
I can't masturbate.
Okay.
I'll be like, it's like an exercise. Like, yeah, it's like, all right. It's like my penis.
Y'all's arm gotta be strong.
Okay.
We have a tool. Like, yeah, different. We have a tool. Like, it's like, okay, he gets mad. Like, he's like, yo, what are you doing, bro?
I mean, like, we have, like, our clit. That's what I rub.
Yeah, but check out.
My clit gets sensitive.
You have the bullet. You don't have to do.
Well, see, and this
not
is.
I'm lazy. Like, we really have to work on shit. Like,
sir.
Oh, my God.
Do you?
One moment.
I use my hands.
I only use my fingers.
Yeah, okay. Me too.
Right. See, you're original. See, it's still 50 by the dildos, bullets.
I use these.
Mad shit.
These.
I don't do these. I do these because I have to go like this.
Sometimes it's like this. Look, and we
and
all
I'm
looking at our fingers.
Forward, and we all like, we're all like this.
Yeah, you're doing it.
Like,
this. Everybody likes their, I guess, clit rub different ways. I like mine's really slow and soft, like where it's not touching it, where I know people like it to be like really
And I, so like, I think that, that's, it, like, that's a good thing that you actually just brought up. I don't think that even men or even women realize that when we play with our clit, there's really not one specific motion because a lot of us do enjoy different things with our clit. Like, I know when I fuck with girls, I tend to, like, try to play with their clit how I enjoy my clit, but it may not
necessarily be how they like it.
But to me, I'm more of, like, a visual person, so I can only masturbate while watching porn. When so it takes me 17 minutes.
Oh, time out. Time the fuck out. You just fucked me up right now because earlier you was like, I think I'm gay, but you are.
Wait,
I'm gay for a guy.
No, because she's lesbian or something.
She can be bisexual.
No, wait. Gay is fucking gay. What are you talking about?
No, gay for males.
We bring it all these words.
What are you talking about?
No, let me tell you something.
She's trying to change all the words in the dictionary.
There are different words. So the LGBTQ, I do identify with the Q, so I identify as queer, and that's because I don't feel like I wholly would maybe be with a woman, but I do like having sex with a woman.
Okay.
Would you be with a woman and a man together?
Girl, yes. That's PG. Girl, you definitely don't listen to the show. I'd be with whoever. I watch trans porn. Like,
I can't watch regular porn. I have to either watch gay porn.
That's all somebody I want. Yeah.
Yeah. I
will start sending you some videos.
I don't want to see no male or female. Just make sure you're not going to look at your own kids. It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, no. And male or female. I also, too, have to watch.
I have to watch like the nastiest shit ever.
Okay, not the nastiest.
I do.
What's the nastiest that you've watched?
Yeah, what is the nastiest that you've come across?
The nastiest thing I've ever came across, I think,
that you enjoyed.
Was three gay guys with big dicks and they were all fucking together.
Like, that sounds so sexy. I was talking about weird shit. Like, so to me, one of the things, okay, and y'all go.
No, I don't need to see nobody getting shitted on or peed on. One time I seen a girl put a whole cone in her pussy. I don't want to see that. Yeah, that's like
an orange hazard cone.
What type of cone? What type of cone?
The orange hazard cone.
Like in
she
the
put
street.
The whole
that
shit
like
in her.
Cold on.
No.
Okay. Yes, go look it up.
Interesting. I think one of the weirdest porns that I come across that I can't see myself really watching is like the cartoon porn, but
they be looking good.
So this is a weird. So what? One. So let me tell you guys something funny. So we just had the episode where y'all know Weezy tried to bring up me talking about evolution and all this other shit. So I was looking for a photo to put on our Instagram. So I looked up animals having sex. That was a rabbit hole. I don't know why.
If you
Google
down.
Animals having sex, mad bestiality pictures
I'm
come up.
Sure.
So it's fucking like horse dicks inside of a vagina or a woman sucking a dog dick. And I'm just
that's probably the craziest.
I just wanted to look up National Geographic photos of animals, of animals having fucking other animals.
And they're fucking all the women.
Why would
want
to suck a dog's dick? That's sick.
No, that's bestiality disgusting. Is one of the things that we've talked about a lot of different kinks on here, but that is one of those where I know we say no kink shaming, but the sex with animals thing is kind of... But
like
then,
a sex with a kid.
That's
sick.
No, it is.
That's
sick.
That's
sick.
Who is literally like, sick. I want to have sex with a cat. Like, right. Who thinks of some shit like that?
So, talking about sick shit, this is actually, we're going to hop into the vanilla shit. And if you looked up this article.
I did.
So, as you guys know, every week we have a segment called Vanilla Shit. This is where we find stories about sex in the news. This one actually, oh shit, I got my goddamn phone on airplane mode. But this one actually comes from thisisinsider.com. And it talks about a man who was hospitalized after he repeatedly injected himself with his own semen to cure his back pain.
Why? Literally. The first thing I thought was, what on earth made him even think that this was like a cortisone shot? And it was going to recharge
or
do something.
Look, she's like,
it don't do it. She's like, not a damn thing.
So what made him want to do that?
So exactly. I don't know what he looked up, but it says that a 33-year-old Irish man was hospitalized after injecting himself with his own semen once a month for a year and a half. The patient admitted himself into a Dublin hospital after several days of lower back pain. Hospital staff discovered his lower right arm was showing signs of an infection, and an X-ray revealed signs of an abscess. For a year and a half, the patient had been injecting himself with his own semen in an attempt to cure his back pain. So I want to let you guys know, this isn't like him coming in his own ass or anything like that. He literally took a syringe. I don't know where he maybe. I guess he came into a cup, took the syringe, and literally shot himself up like heroin into his veins with his own semen. With his own semen. It didn't heal him at all.
Then I was like, that's kind of thick, no? To be shooting in your vein.
Yeah, in your vein.
Yeah,
you can feel it.
Can't you die like shooting certain things into your vein and shit like that? So maybe he wasn't like good enough to really be shooting.
Did he hear that remedy?
Like maybe he was just shooting in his arm.
Did he hear that remedy though?
There's no
what
logic.
What remedy did you hear? You've heard of this remedy?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like what made him do that? He had to have heard like it was a remedy like that'll stop your back pain.
So this is, I'm so glad that you brought that up because I wanted to have the conversation of if you guys have ever heard of any myths pertaining to semen. Like, so for me, when people ask, like, damn, how are your teeth so white? I say because I swallow.
I've heard.
If, like, my face is mad popping one week, I'd be like, yeah, girl, I let him come on my face. Are there any other myths that maybe y'all have heard about, like, the positives of semen?
When I used to be younger, guys used to be like, oh, yeah, if you swallow, you'll be able to live forever.
Keep it in your mouth, you're gonna live forever.
Try to gaslight your
young.
Surprisingly, though, I've never swallowed in my life.
I thought you were gonna say surprisingly, I'm eternal life.
Yeah. Surprisingly, look at me now. I'm living.
I'm living forever.
No, I've took it in my mouth before, but I've never swallowed it. I always spit it out.
Wait, you've never swallowed cum?
Never in my life.
How old are you? 26. Oh.
So there's still time.
Okay, I mean, there's still time, but you're kind of old to have not swallowed.
I don't think
I ever will.
Why?
You just not like the
consistency? I just don't like that. I don't.
You never had cum that just didn't taste like anything?
Yeah, I still don't want to swallow it, though.
But I get it. Okay, it's something about that consistency. I don't eat jello. It's something about that consistency.
You eat cottage cheese?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
You eat cottage cheese?
You eat pudding?
Barely.
No, I don't eat cottage cheese.
White ass pudding?
Nope, I don't eat that either.
Nothing with that type of consistency. Have you ever told a girl anything, like any sort of myth about your cum?
I just came in my ex, like, years ago. I came in her eye. She was upset.
She was upset.
Issa Rae, like, insecure. Her eye was like out for like a good hour. Like
an hour, that's good. You must have some good cum because I had a nigga come in my eye like,
hello,
fucking New Year's Day, bitch. And I was like, I was mad. I was like,
I had pink eye.
You asked for it in your face.
So it was kind of a discussion midway.
But that's the face, though.
Okay. So this is the thing. I also like to catch it in my mouth. So I thought because my mouth was open, he would aim for my mouth.
Niggas do not aim. Niggas see a face, it's over. You said come on your face, bitch! Yeah! That is everything. The whole face. You said face?
Did you pay for these lashes, nigga? That was the first time.
You forget about all that. Once you say face, it's popping.
Oh my God.
Because then I thought like my lashes would catch it and it did not.
It did not.
I wanted to read this real quick. So some of the myths.
I'm crying.
Some of the myths pertaining to semen happen to be there's protein in semen, which is good for you, but not nearly enough to actually make a difference. So a lot of people think that because there's protein, like, oh, I got my dose of protein for the day.
It's not doing anything.
Also with the myth about skin. There's actually nothing in semen that benefits your skin. So for any of y'all who think the facials is clearing your skin up, you are wrong.
Not a damn thing doing. Look, is it doing?
Semen facials do exist. However, it's absolutely BS. also, you can be allergic to semen. So if you're going to put it on your face, it actually can cause breakouts. Little did you know.
Your vagina can be allergic to semen.
Yeah, it can. So that's where the yeast infection and all that
those
bullshit coming out.
Those petri dish dicks, they're not good for
you. And STDs.
So that's the next thing.
If the party you're with is not clear.
So, and this is actually a fun fact with you saying that. Even when it's just on your face, semen can still transmit STIs. STIs like chlamydia aren't just spread via penetrative sex. So sure, soft, smooth skin might be desirable, but it's probably not worth the risk of complications you didn't even know existed, like chlamydia of the eye, for example. Mm-mm. So you can actually catch chlamydia in your eye, which is... Oh my God.
Mm-mm. That's like,
go I would blind, kill him. Right?
I don't like, think you'll go blind.
I would kill a nigga. Give me chlamydia in my eye.
Having a series of
give me chlamydia
no
in my eye.
That,
I dare you.
Though. Right, right.
No one wants pink eye. Like, imagine
in your eye. Give me chlamydia in your eye. I dare you.
No. Nobody wants any of that. So, again, before we go on, again, guys, if you are looking for something to do in New York City on February 23rd, the checklist will be at Lehman College.
Yeah.
So, do you guys want to briefly, like, talk about your characters? As we said in the beginning of the show, you guys are friends mm-hmm. of yeah. the host. So what's your character like?
So I'm actually like a truth teller.
Okay.
I'm stuck in the middle because my best friend family doesn't want her to date black guys.
Oh.
But the black guy really likes her and she really likes him. So I'm like stuck in the middle. I'm trying to tell him that she doesn't date black guys, but he can actually try to persuade her into it.
So you're friends with both of them?
Yeah. Okay. I'm actually friends with both of them, but my best friend is her.
Okay. And she's played by Tahiri, correct?
Tahiri, yes.
Okay.
Jessica.
And
he's actually the best friend of
I'm the best friend of the black man.
Yeah. Okay.
Dexter.
And what type of personality do you have?
I'm trying to get with her. She acting like she don't fuck with me and shit like that. I'm trying to get with her. Like, I ain't getting no play. I don't get no play on the
oh,
play.
Oh, you're one of those.
I'm just, I
get
yeah,
no play
get,
on the play.
My best friend gets me the job with him, and she's throwing barbecues.
Like
I'm trying to pull up to the barbecue. I'm trying to go to karaoke. They don't want me
but
nowhere.
You're
like
comedian,
I'm ugly,
guys. So it's funny though.
I'm
because
fun.
I be wondering okay. how I'm
I don't
no
get
shade
no ass on the play.
Yeah, but
I might give you something part two.
You know, wait till part two, right?
Right.
Okay. So do funny guys. So you are like. And I don't want to call you an Instagram comedian, but you have a ton of followers and you make funny skits.
Right.
Do you be getting, like, pussy thrown at you for them Instagram? Because I be wondering about Instagram comedians if they really be getting, like,
Instagram comedians
but you know
are like
what?
Rock stars right now. They getting a lot of ass. The DMs are lit. You see Shiggy getting caught left and right. You got Shiggy, stop cheating.
Stop
cheating, goddammit. Kevin
Shiggy's
Hart, stop. Everybody, he stopped.
I was trying to get
stop.
Shiggy to come up here with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
But yeah, but they wasn't.
They wasn't.
Fresh out, nigga, ain't nothing to go. Like,
we good.
But yeah, I get
no problem.
I get a lot of DMs. Before I was in a relationship, I was on fire.
Really?
But you do a lot of skits
I do.
Your girlfriend now.
Yeah, she,
so is she getting dick thrown at her?
Yeah, she's getting her DM.
Fuck that, because they always
DM
act like the guys
for.
Can't.
No, woman's dick, she's beautiful, so niggas is always going to be in her DM regardless.
That is true. I think you're going to be
a
man and
throwing a pussy
women.
At her too?
Our girls is always. In the comments, like, oh, she's beautiful. Her lips. Oh, my. I'd be liking it. Like, yeah, I mean. Yes.
Now, what
is.
If a nigga says it? What are you doing? Are you still
I like
liking
it too,
them comments?
Yeah.
Okay.
You like when somebody
dudes
admires
comment,
you?
Yeah, because to me, all of it is a comment. As long as I'm like, y'all want to fuck the shit up. It's like, all right, you're blocked. You're blocked.
Okay, so.
But
this,
I also do stand up. I also host. I do a lot. I
on
Instagram. So, yeah.
I just always wonder because, like, me and my friends have had this conversation. Because so we've had Andrew Schultz on the show. We've had other people who do stand up.
Yeah.
I'm cool with like D-Ray Davis, mm-hmm. and now he like does so much more, but. I've always thought of, could I date like a stand-up comedian?
I know.
Are you might be in a pussy.
Can I tell you something about
some stupid shit in a pussy?
Can I tell you something about comedians?
Uh-huh.
A lot of people don't know. We do have off and on time. People think what we do is like all day. Like you see me early before we even started the show, I was just like,
yeah,
chilling.
And that's me. Like, but when the camera's on, it's time to work and put it in. I have characters.
But then it's even like, so it's one of those where, and I don't mean to compare you to this, but like mm-hmm. the guys who dance in the train, like that's something that they do. Just
they can't. It's showtime before they announce it. That's stupid.
So they know how to have sex. It's showtime.
There's a difference though, because there are comedians that try so hard, and you probably around those guys that always feel
corny.
Like they have to be funny,
I mean,
and that's
like,
the ones you have to watch. Like it's all day, like people around they showing, and he's like, "All right, you're a comedian, we get it."
Where's you
the
right,
button
you right,
cut
you're
that
right.
shit off, relax.
So I was thinking
with
more
dinner
of
table.
Personality.
I'm not a comedian
thing.
Right now.
Okay.
So no.
Right.
You,
for you. Right.
You
I'm a gangster
okay.
right now. Know what I'm saying? Shoot this whole shit up right now. You feel me?
Fuck
this nigga's
chunk
up. I'm a murderer right now.
I guess to be like... I don't know. I'm just trying to think, because I'm trying to think if my pussy would get wet, like seeing like my guy doing. Like you
what
don't dress up and put the wigs on and stuff like that, like the other guys.
I tried it, but I don't need it. Nah.
Okay.
I have so many different like talents. I'm mad talented. I don't need wigs.
I'm right, talented.
I think it's like a job.
I don't know. I think
so
my pussy
like,
get
it's
wet
just
for
like
whatever.
That. It's like an on and off time. So
you said your pussy get wet.
Stop.
Wait, your pussy gets wet for whatever.
It's just always wet.
That's crazy.
All the time.
It's so funny because I actually just had to talk in the group chat about that. I went into the group chat. I said, guys, I think something is wrong with me. So I tried to have sex with someone other than, actually, I'm not going to say how many other people, but other people other than 24/7. And my pussy just was not getting wet. And I said, guys, something's
really?
Wrong.
That's a mental block.
No, it's a mental.
There's some
Y'all go together.
No, wait, we don't go together. Okay. Calm down. Don't come on here spewing
really,
those shit.
Right, but you really fuck with him.
And it's bullshit, like, to where I'm just like, yo, my pussy stay wet. So I ended up fucking him, and there it goes.
It was fine.
Right, went right on. And I was just like, is it? And I know it's not condom because I like condom sex. And I just didn't know why I was drying up so bad to where, like, my nigga. Oh, I love condom sex. But I literally pulled out the lube, and I felt like
crazy.
I felt crazy pulling out lube because I be liking to think, ooh, my pussy wet.
It wasn't your pussy, I'm going to tell you that. It was your mind, your heart.
And he probably wasn't.
I don't need
your pussy don't know what's going on.
He probably wasn't hitting that right.
Spot. Right, like I said, we're gonna get off of this.
Because
my shit don't get hard for anybody.
Well,
respect.
I felt like with the foreplay, it should have stayed wet, and it just didn't. Yeah. Okay. So, because you guys are the friends of people who are trying to date in the checklist, the play, I wanted to actually make the horrible decision: am I dating you or am I dating your friends? So, I feel like I wanted to have this conversation. We haven't had this conversation yet on the show, but I feel like there's times, especially now with me dating, I subconsciously see myself thinking, what are my friends going to think of this nigga? Damn, he didn't pay my Uber. I can't tell my friends he ain't pay my Uber because they gonna come for me. Like, bitch, you still fucking with this nigga? He ain't pay your Uber? So, like, there's all of these conversations that we have with our friends that essentially sometimes end up being blinders to us in our current relationships and dating and meeting people and then maybe trying to get over somebody. So I kind of wanted to ask y'all, how do you draw the line, I guess, between someone you're dating and your friends? If that's kind of like something that's done. Like, if you dating a girl... I'm talking to you because I don't know if you date girls too. But if you're dating a girl, what line do you draw between her friends and your friends and her? As far as to what you tell them, what y'all say, how much they influence y'all's relationship. All right. Can they talk to your friends? All the questions. Like,
so
what's the lines?
I have experience, like, in my past that it's not good at all even talking to your friends. My male friends, especially female friends, about what's going on in your relationship is horrible because you could talk to your partner about that.
Okay.
And that's how it gets toxic because, you know what I'm saying? The girl I was dealing with before, she used to have nothing but females around her, and she talked good and bad about me. So when her friends came around me, they saw bad more than
that's
good.
Me.
Because
that's
the good me. Shit, you see me do that. I take you to Jamaica. You can see his pictures, with the Jamaica, but the bad shit always stick out more.
100%.
And so I'm saying, like, I learned that to take with my new relationship. Like, I don't want to tell my, when me and my girl argue, that you'll never know.
But females,
I mean, that's what y'all do. And I'm saying, I know she got best friends. She's always going to be like, yeah, we went through it. This and that happened. But I could never go to my male friends and be like, yo, this bitch is getting on my nerve. I can't. Because
do men have those conversations?
I used to.
Okay.
But I can't now. It's like, if I have a problem with you, it's got to get right there, right now. Like, let's talk.
That's good.
It's out the way because we don't have that many problems, so it's good. Like, I don't need to go, yo, I need a drink, yo, stress. I don't need to be in something like that. If you've gone through that, you don't need to be there.
And I think you also have to know your friends. Like, you know the friend that always
and some of them
negative,
might be the wrong friends. Like, right, like, oh, like, yeah, yeah, maybe, yeah, they might be, like, cheering for that. Like, yeah, they, yeah, see?
See, and I would say I'm one of those friends. Like, I like to say that I'm the realistic friend. Like, I sit here and I'm one of those now that my friends know that some of the guys, they just don't bring up to me at all anymore, even if they choose to keep fucking with that nigga. Because I'm just like, bitch, you done told me X, Y, Z about this nigga because I'm the one you vent to when he does something wrong.
Uh-huh.
So when you come back to me telling me you fucking with him, I don't understand, ma'am. And I'm one of those where it's just like, oh, bitch, you're doing this to yourself.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's to the point where I sometimes don't understand why they're going back. But if I sit back and look at myself, I think that that's why I genuinely don't talk to a lot of my friends about the guys that I keep in forever, who I'm talking to. And I actually don't even introduce my guys to a lot of my friends just because for what I just said. Like, mm-hmm. I don't want to sit here and paint that picture that they're this awful, awful person, even when they do fucked up shit. I just kind of don't want that picture painted because I know at the end of the day, I'm probably still going to keep fucking with them.
Yeah, right. Like, it takes 852 times or some shit for you to be sick of a nigga shit. So,
girl.
Yeah, and then you'd be like on, yeah. You'd be like on 33 and you'd be like, oh shit, I still even have 772.
Even when he does like the most outrageous.
No, what's then, the most, then, no, what is the most outrageous? No. Like, you can't fuck my mama, but right. I done still fucked with niggas that done fucked my friends, that done fucked girls that I know.
I think when you had a baby.
Oh, you stayed with a guy after having a baby?
Yeah, it was a very complicated situation already. But yeah, and I was like, of course you like, I'm done with this nigga. And then I was like, why am I still even here? Yeah.
Let me tell y'all something about right now, right? And y'all tell me if this is crazy or not.
Uh-oh.
So my ex went away to Charlotte. He went to go see his son down south in Charlotte, and he took a girl with him, right?
Wait. He took a girl to Charlotte to see his child who's in Charlotte.
Yeah, but the girl didn't see the child. They were just in a hotel. So now listen to this.
This is
right?
While y'all are together.
Right. So then I go to Miami with a guy. Right? So now we're done. Like, we're broken up, whatever. I'm in Miami with the guy. I'm posting.
Oh, with
he
another
didn't post
guy.
With another guy. Okay. He didn't post, but I did. So he feels like, you know, I humiliated him, all this other stuff. Okay, cool. Now we finally decide we're going to work on something. We're going to get back together, blah, blah. But he already paid for a trip with another girl with his friends.
Oh, Lord. And he bringing everybody. He bringing the girls around. Everybody.
So he thinks that I'm supposed to just be like, okay, because I did what I did and he did what he did. He didn't know that we were going to be back together. He can't get his money back for the trip, blah,
okay,
blah.
Okay, so then it's going to cost him. He needs to pay for your ticket now.
And what is it? It's a group trip,
right?
Now.
It's a group trip.
He paid, right? But all right, so trip. You take her place. He paid. Right?
Nah, it don't work.
No,
like
don't
that.
Work like
she,
that.
You can't
she,
just
he would have
names
to pay a whole
ticket.
Another $2,500 because it's all inclusive and everything.
You can't change it.
Well, whatever well, he do, name, if he paid $2,500 for a bitch,
the name,
he got some money.
Wait a minute. We might
so, yeah, go ahead and
get
that name change. He need to pay that $2,500 for you. And since the friends are going, little old girl can fuck one of the boys.
So, and this is y'all. So, and y'all, so y'all are really trying. So, he's basically like, he's like, when we come back, when I come back with Shorty from this trip, but we can work it out. Like, basically, like,
let me dog this pussy real quick. Let me get my last couple of nuts and I get back.
He's trying to tell me that because I embarrass him so much on it. You know, I have like 70,000 followers and stuff like that, and everybody was calling him about what I was doing. Mm-hmm. That as a man, for his ego, he needs to do.
Men's egos are so frail.
Okay, so I will be
I
one, and I feel like we're taking on
you
home.
Posting this nigga.
Right. Nah, but I'll be honest with you. First off, I feel like A, you're probably dealing with a very insecure and immature man. But if you guys are currently back together,
we're not.
So what? He's pretty much like, we'll get back together after I take this trip, though?
He thinks that when he comes back...
Oh, is he away right now?
No. He's leaving.
Oh,
soon.
Okay. What's the
like, in like 5 days
oh,
or
like
so.
With this other girl.
This shit is
with
happening right now. This is
real
this is
time.
And she's like, he's like, when I get back...
Not even
with
because I
girl,
told him...
When I get back from this trip with this bitch...
He thinks that we're supposed to... Like, because I did what I... Supposedly, because I... Distraught, he's so distraught over what I did, full of shit, that because it's already paid for, he didn't think we were even gonna speak again.
No, I'll tell you right now, if you're going into possibly talking back to this man, you're already going into something that's toxic.
Right.
So to me, like, that's kind of like, if this is going to be the basis of your friendship and or relationship and starting over again, and he's saying, because you embarrassed me, now I'm going to do this, that tit for tat and starting off on that foot is already the start of a very toxic relationship that probably shouldn't happen.
So I think that's another question. Can you, let's say if something is starting off toxic, do you think that you can even outgrow that? Like, you are fucking with somebody and it starts off toxic.
It's hard.
Yeah. Nope.
It's so hard.
I tried to get back with my ex, and then she told me who she was when she was cheating and all that. And dudes is different. Like she said, like I was.
Y'all's like, ego.
Yeah.
I'm like, yo, it's like we hear it. Like I'm over here, like doing me, like fucking everything, like doing a whop in pussy, like nigga. Like
and
you know
she fucked what maybe one other nigga.
And she had one nigga. I'm like, yeah, I was over here with what you call it the whole time. So she came, and I was like, who? What
made you?
And
so
now
mad
you
about
crazy.
This other
now
guy?
You mad? Y'all
what
do that
made you
all
so
the time.
Mad about this other
How
guy?
Was I mad? Why was I mad?
Wait, but this
I'm
other
mad because she over here with the other, I don't even know who the nigga is.
Oh, you don't even know.
I still to this day didn't know who it was. Yeah. I still don't know who it was. It was just another nigga. Like, I'm like, oh,
oh,
shit.
I thought you knew who it was. No, and that's what made you had to, like, run into him and you had to
no,
see him. Oh, you
I did.
Just,
I didn't know who
it was.
Because it was
another nigga.
I'm just like, you was out there doing this shit.
So you
karma is undefeated.
So girls are just supposed to wait while y'all out.
Hell no. I learned that. See, I learned that shit early though. See, I have experience. I learned that shit. Like, niggas be out here doing this shit late. Niggas be in their 40s being fucking kids, like running around like, yeah. And then oh yeah, I just sucked his dick. What, bitch, I'll kill you. Like, then you out there eating ass, going crazy, doing
so,
more than more with
so
one woman.
I
want to
bring
this
back. Is this because is are you clearly your boyfriend is
that's not my boyfriend.
Or, sorry, your ex is hell bent on what other people will think.
Yeah. He's so hell bent on, like, yo, the way she sucked my dick, is she sucking his dick like that? That's it.
That's
what it is. That's what it is. That's what it is.
What you were doing on
like, right.
No, the friend is like, the friend is because he called to see if he could switch me on the ticket instead of her.
No, he ain't called shit because you know that can't happen.
And I, no, because the traveler, you know, I was there. I made him call in front of me. I'm crazy. Like, I goes berserk. Niggas don't want to fuck with me.
Yeah,
so,
you sound like a real New York.
Yeah. So,
I
made him call in front of
everybody outside.
No, yeah, no, it's fine. So I made him call, and she was like, "Nope, you can't. You guys already paid your money." Oh, sorry, you guys already paid your money. That's it. I'm like, all right. So you choose: either you go on a trip by yourself and you lose the money that you did for her, or you'll never be able to speak to me again. So let's see what he does in these 5 days. Mm.
So if
to
he
be continued,
so you guys would have been together if he could have changed your name.
And his friends is like, you bugging. That bitch just disrespected you all online. You bugging. Niggas
see,
is calling you a clown. And friends
I feel
is calling
like you. A lot of things.
Friends.
A lot of relationships.
The whole block
end.
Is involved, my
a
nigga.
Lot of
everybody waiting. Like.
Don't start. And a lot of relationships, you know, have turmoil
because
of
the
friends.
Yeah.
Because of the friends. Like,
yeah, I've actually never had that personally happen. Because, like, I have very blunt, like, logical friends.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't even have, like, toxic friends in my circle to even allow something like that. And I think you do have to be careful about what you tell. You have to do that with your family as well.
Yes.
Like, you can't tell everybody everything.
Because me,
be
I
like,
find myself always
went on
telling
the trip
wrong
and
shit.
Took the other bitch.
So,
they remember everything.
Here's my question that I wanted to ask you guys. Do you pillow talk with your friends about your partners?
Yes.
A little bit, yeah.
As in, do you tell your friends if the head is five, the pussy good?
Yeah, I do.
What y'all be doing in the bedroom?
I thought you only the pillow talk in the bedroom.
I thought you meant
I'm talking about with your friends. Do you tell them about the things that you do in the bedroom with your partner?
I just said this. No, I don't.
No?
That's pressed to private. That's real private.
That's private, yeah.
That's private.
I think that I actually had the guy that I was talking to before my boyfriend now, he hit me the other day and he's like, and when I say friend, I use that very loosely, like an associate. And he's like, she was sending me nudes. And he's like, what did you tell her? And I was like, I didn't tell her anything because I didn't even, like, I don't discuss that. And he's like, she tried to get at me, said she would clean my house, but naked. I said, oh, that's what we're doing? And I have not talked to this girl, obviously, in, like, months. But I was like, I knew it was something about this chick. And
well,
literally, that's how I thought. I was
no.
like, it was something about her. And that's why. And again, so I'm never going to share any type of, like, detailed information with you if I already, like, feel away.
Yeah, I'm not even going to lie. I feel like with me, I try not. So I'm into a lot of kinky shit, as, like, especially a lot of the listeners know. And so I try to, if it's a guy that I really, really, really like, and we're getting to that point where we are open or maybe we do things, I definitely don't want to tell my friends that. Like,
that's what I was going
to
say,
because,
too,
like, with me, so I don't need all of my friends to know if I'm pegging you. I don't need, like, my friends to know, like, you know, how kinky you are. Because I
how,
do.
It's like, how
I
serious
get,
is it?
I do get guys real. So I will say, the niggas I just be fucking.
Yeah, that.
Oh,
it can
all
be anybody.
My
yeah,
friends
that's
be knowing.
I
be
different.
Sharing the little dick videos. I be like, girl, look at this nigga dick, bitch. This shit big as fuck. But it's because I don't really.
If
I don't
it's
really,
serious.
Like, it's not serious.
If it's not serious.
Because I will say, I do fear that if I sit here and boast about how good my man or my partner's dick is to my friends, and I'm friends with some hoes, I feel like they may want to try the dick themselves. And with social media, unfortunately, you can't keep people from communicating anymore. It's not like, well, as long as he don't have the house number, like, they can't ever talk. Like, no, my nigga, we're in a new generation where all you have to do is slide in the DMs.
Everybody
and now
has access to everything.
Snapchat, all that shit.
Yeah.
So, like, to me, like, yeah, I'm very particular with who I share details with my friend. And now I know I can't ever post any of my boyfriends because I posted a goddamn picture of a nigga who I mentioned on this show many times, but posted his picture recently as an MCM on my Instagram, and everyone under the comments was like, oh, he likes to be pegged. Oh, he likes to do this.
I'm like,
no, he doesn't. I never pegged this nigga. Yeah. I promise. He not one of them niggas I done that with. Right. Calm down.
Yeah, you can't ever post.
Girl, so now I know I can never post. Mind you, like, ex-teammates was hitting me up like, oh, you still fucking with that nigga? And then, like, my mom hit me up like, I shouldn't have to find out this way. I'm just like, damn, y'all is OD. I posted it. Because I'm mostly private with who I choose to give my time to. So yeah. I was like, oh, never post none of my niggas on my gram ever again.
Or you got to put like an emoji over their face. But girl, then it's like, tacky. You can still see something. Yeah.
You got to be careful. Screenshots will fuck up.
But not only that, like, I got tattoos. All my niggas got tattoos.
That's what I said. I was like, you can see some hands. Like,
screen recording.
But I discuss all that with my friends. I don't know. Our relationship are different. Like, details of sex.
Of everything.
You have those conversations with your friends? And do they... I mean, but you probably... Are you doing anything? You're not even swallowing dick, girl. I mean, would you really share it?
Yeah, girl.
You
did doggy style.
My man, who is?
No, but it's the other shit. You know what
I mean? All of the other shit. Okay. What's like the kinkiest thing you've done? And your friends was like, girl, you did what?
Kinkiest thing I've done? I don't know, maybe like suck the tet.
Wait, suck the what?
The tet, the little space right between the asshole
gooch,
and
the gooch girl, the gooch.
Yeah, but the tet, that's
the tet.
Yeah,
I've
never heard that. Like a little baby. It sounds like a little baby calf, called, like a little baby calf.
The gooch,
tit
if you want to call it gooch, is like the slang, but the actual thing is the tet.
So all right, she said the actual.
Girl, we have learned so many words tonight.
We learned it. Yeah, like this is the Bronx word. That's what you're
saying.
These words used in the Bronx.
She said, no, that is what it is.
That's the kinkiest thing.
The BX Webster Dictionary. So I want to go ahead. I'm going to read our home mail. So every week, as you guys know, we have home mail sent into us. If you guys want to go ahead and send us a home mail, all you have to do is email us at horribledecisions@gmail.com. So this week's home mail says, my boyfriend is jealous of my vibrator.
Wow.
Hey, ladies.
What?
I'm sorry. What?
They're going crazy over here. They know who you are, too.
Uh-oh. What they saying about me?
No.
Tell her we suck dick backwards.
Oh, I know.
True, you sucking dick backwards?
Sucking dick from the back is fun. Can I ask you real quick? I've always wanted... I don't know if I've asked a straight male this. So I do like my niggas to be like on all fours or whatever. And I like to suck they... Like I like to bring their dick from the front to the back and suck it because I like to lick their ass, then go from the ass to the gooch to the head back up. So...
I don't think I'm gonna like that. I'm not gonna like that. I'm not gonna like it. I won't do that. Don't fucking ask me.
She
wanted to see my fours and got my ass licked.
Okay.
I don't think they mind eating ass or whatever.
Okay, maybe not on all fours,
but why do you have to be on all fours?
Have you ever had your dick sucked from the back?
I never had my dick sucked from the back, but when I was in high school, this girl licked my ass, and I was like, oh shit! Like,
but you was in high school, you wasn't ready for that. What
she already
now?
Was
what
though.
About now?
Yeah, she no, was I'm early. Good.
You good on
balls your balls and dick is it? That's
you're like
it.
Stop. No tet. No.
Nah,
ass.
I don't need all that. That's
but what if it felt good?
I experienced it when I was fucking 17 and grown bitch went down there and licked my ass. I ain't like it.
How grown?
Wait, how grown? How old was she?
She was probably like 20 and I was 17.
Okay, that's not too bad. Okay.
But she probably been like, fucking since she was probably since 13. Like she licked went straight to my ass
think,
and licked them like
she's
out here licking grown men ass. I'm 17. Like why you
about a gooch to the
she scared the shit out of me.
Diagram,
no, the dick you pull it back. So the dick is literally like sticking out like from the back.
Okay,
and then you're going up.
Tell them how it is.
So okay, so real quick, so I put the guy on all fours. Or he could be standing up, because I be dealing with guys that are tall enough to where basically I can set their dick standing up. So basically they get on hard.
Wait, are you crouched down then?
So I just spread my legs open. Girl, I'm only 5'1". Okay, these niggas be like 6'9", bitch.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, man.
So
she fucking NBA players.
Actually.
It's funny that she should say
that. No, that's okay.
Okay, yeah. But no, so the dick is hard, basically. Uh-huh. Damn, I'm trying to like do a diagram. But so I pull the dick to the back while his ass is in my face.
Yeah.
The ass is in my face. Right. And so the dick is hard, sticking up. And so I pull the dick to the back.
Got it.
So it's really only like half of the dick because I know all the dick ain't going to come back. And so the balls are right there. The ass is right there. So I lick from the ass down to the balls. And then I'm sucking the dick from the back. And then I go back up. And then sometimes I'll bring it back forward, keep licking the ass, and then just give him a hand job.
Got it.
While it's back in the front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's mad. The niggas love you, bitch.
Yeah, it's mad. It's a whole
lot
of work.
You're about to get married. No,
I hope.
Oh, my God. That's the goal. Oh, my God.
So we're going to get back to the whole bill because I don't be using vibrators like that. But this is a first-time writer, long-time listener. Love the show, and I recently got my boyfriend to start listening. He has been trying to make me squirt for a while now to no success. He pleasures me, and we have great sexual chemistry, but I'm just not a squirter, apparently. That's until I had a nice session with my vibrator, and I've since squirted for the first time. I told my man about this, and he got pissed. He's been trying extra hard and tossing new tricks in there to please me ever since he found out, and he is no competition. I think this hit an ego and his confidence a little. How do I let him know he's still my number one? Sincerely, my boyfriend is jealous of my vibrator.
I get that.
I would be jealous too. That's like my man, me fucking my man, and he come, and then he can't get back up. But then he goes to the sex store and buys that fake pussy.
Oh, the Fleshlight.
And he can fuck up, come, and then get right back up. I would be like,
I break that shit.
Here advocating breaking sex.
Check it out. I come home. I'm horny. Look, example. I'm horny. Look, baby. I'm horny. I want to fuck. Like, what's up?
That's
like,
how you do
that
it.
That voice.
That's trash.
That's not how I do it.
So let me see. Perform, my nigga. This is the play.
Let me eat your ass. Like, bend over right now. Like, that's Colin.
Y'all,
that's not me either.
Can I just say we have a large following from New York, but y'all are so New York right now.
Yeah, look.
Our listeners from elsewhere are gonna be like, yo, this shit was mad New York,
OD.
So boom.
OD. I said so boom.
We
had OD.
Yeah.
So boom.
So boom.
So
check this out.
Boom. I come home. I'm horny as shit, right? And she started without me. You feel me? You dig?
Okay.
Check this out. Boom. So, right? I'm on the elevator and shit, right? And I'm coming up the elevator. And I get off the elevator. Boom. I open the door. I slam that shit. Man, hold you. What's up? Put my dick out. Yo, ma, I'm ready to fuck. What's good? She like, yo, I already came. Like, how? Like, yo, I used the bullet. I'm breaking that shit. Word to God, my nigga. I'm fucking breaking that shit, kid. I don't give a fuck.
Oh,
I'm breaking that shit. Where that shit at?
This is the
Because how you going to start without me? How you going to come?
How she knew you was coming?
Yo, what you mean? You took too long.
I texted and she couldn't wait. I'm breaking that shit, son. Where that shit at? Where nigga at? Throw that nigga out the window. I live on the first floor.
And you got on Tim. A fitted. You gotta take the photo.
Ain't nothing to eat.
Oh my God.
Yo, so okay, so let's get something. Give professional advice, please.
Right?
Thanks, Tiara.
I think some men are probably intimidated by it. Because like you said, it's like you are using this tool to pleasure you. And it's like, I am your man.
Especially if it's a big-ass dildo. That's bigger than your dick. I shit gotta go.
But I think the thing is,
so you guys really don't want a woman to be having...
Don't get no fucking dildo bigger than my... No dick bigger than my dick. Like you gotta have a bigger dick in the house than my dick is the biggest dick in the house.
Oh,
ain't nobody's dick gonna be bigger than mine.
Okay,
get that fucking dildo out here. I chopped that shit. Get that fucking dildo out. Get that shit out, man.
Would you not rather her just pleasure herself with a toy dildo?
Bullet.
Other than
bullet.
A real... No,
bullet.
A bullet
He's
can't
like, no.
do a
dildo. Yeah.
If you like penetration, a bullet can't do anything.
Or both. You know, a little rabbit and then you get multiple.
No. I got the bullet is cool.
The bullet's
cool. I had the shot, the shit you put around.
I had the bullet, but it don't do nothing for me. I put it around your penis,
and then, you know what I'm saying, like, it's a little vibrator.
But that's a cock ring. That's for you.
No, it's the thing that sticks up. It's the shark. It's the dolphin. The dolphin.
Wait, what is the dolphin?
Like a
the
dolphin. It's like a rabbit.
It helps both of us. Like, if I put it on.
And they're like, I think some of them are like
there's
gold.
A ring and then it's connected. It touches her butthole and it hits her click. It comes like front
oh,
and back.
Oh, but it's still
and
a cockroach.
And it's a white. Yeah. Like, see?
Yeah. That's a cockroach.
That shit is for all
that
of us.
That is still for you.
No, no, it's for both of us.
We're talking about something that is simply for her to pleasure herself.
They know. Just fucking. What y'all talking about? Break everything up. Let me stop. What the fuck is y'all talking about her for?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you.
She can't have the bullet. She can't have none.
So what do you suggest to her? So basically, she's able to squirt with this toy.
This is selfish.
But her boyfriend can't make her squirt.
I hate to be like, he has to get... First of all, squirting is also mental as well.
It's very mental.
You know, you cannot... I mean, some women can, but you can't really control, like, how and when you squirt. So, like... She just needs to reassure him, like, I am here for you, baby. I love you. I love your dick. But, you know, again, there are certain movements that, like, the rabbit or whatever is going to do because she's also controlling it, whereas, like, the man isn't it. Like, he shouldn't feel away, though. Mm-mm. It's so, literally, she ain't have nothing to do. Look, it was, she had, what was the kink of the week?
Caronophilia.
Right. It was thunderstorming.
You know,
he wasn't
it
there.
It set the mood.
It set the mood. And he was like, rah, rah, rah.
I will say something else that maybe she can consider is if this toy does make her squirt and it's something that he's been trying to do, maybe allow him in the room and play with the toy so that he can experience you experiencing squirting. So now
and
he can kind of feel like he's a part of it.
Yeah.
Right. Or maybe he could feel like he's doing something if maybe while you're playing with yourself and you're making this work with this toy and you're getting to the point where you're about to squirt, maybe you could be performing oral sex on him and engaging him to where maybe he feels like there's a part of him that's bringing this arousal to.
Because
like you said, it's definitely all mental. Like when I've squirted, which is, I feel, for the girls who haven't experienced yet, I know Weezy and I talked about this, like it's literally brought tears up my eye, made me tell a nigga I love him and I don't like him. Like it's crazy. It's one of the best experiences.
Oh my God.
But unfortunately, it is something just like an orgasm where not everyone is going to feel the same. Sometimes you may not even know what's happening. Like,
right.
I'm not going to lie. When it first happened, first I thought I pissed.
I did too.
I was
like, what's happening?
I was like, shit. And it was just a guy who had done so much research, he knew what he was doing to make me feel that way. So his reassurance that it wasn't
tell
his
about
and that
mine.
It was like clear and that he wanted me to do this.
Yeah, he was kind like, I knew exactly what I was doing.
Bitch,
he knew exactly.
Mine, I didn't even know that I did it. And he was like, oh, babe, you just squirted. I'm like, nigga, you peed inside of me.
Wait, what?
That's what? Peed inside
Wait,
of me.
What? He peed inside of you?
That's what I thought it was.
You thought he peed inside of
me? Yes, he was doing it from the back and then it was like, and I didn't feel like it didn't feel fair? Like I was doing anything. It was like, it didn't feel like I was doing. He was like, yo, but you know, niggas be mad excited because it's my first time ever.
Right.
Still don't think I did it, but I'm gonna just
lie.
You
still
said.
Going with that? He pissed at
like,
her. Oh my God.
I'm like, what you mean? He was like, babe, you just squirted. I smelled it. I'm like, nigga, you peed inside of me.
You smelled everything.
And he was over me. He was
so
over
you was
me.
Mad, so you ruined the mood, sis.
You fucked up everything.
No,
day,
but
yo.
You don't know. I was the same way.
I didn't know, though.
I had no idea. I was like, what is this? What's happening?
Because it wasn't like I was having an orgasm while it was happening. It just happened.
Oh,
so yes, some people have orgasm, then I guess it happens. So you know it's you.
Yeah.
Whereas I didn't have an orgasm when it happened.
You just started squirting.
I just started squirting. So you can hit a certain gland or something that
it
just
happens.
Like even though it's not hitting that spot, it could just hit.
That makes sense because there'll be some times where I'm having sex and I'll feel the sheet and it'll be mad wet.
Yes,
and
exactly.
I know I didn't feel that orgasmic squirt, but I'm like,
You're
like, oh, nigga,
oh,
that was
me. Exactly.
Because I'm like, nigga, you came in my mouth, so I know that ain't you.
How many times did you squirt? How many times have you squirted?
Oh, I've squirted. So I've had multiple men be able to make me squirt now, but it's all normally with fingers.
Do you know how to do it yourself?
Hell no. I got little T-Rex arms, so my fingers don't go with that. The way they need to go with that pussy, they don't really go. But no, it's...
Oh, your hands are so little.
Yeah, and then it just don't work. I be having... No, I just can't get comfortable. It just don't fucking work. But they have been guys that have kind of, I would say, mastered the squirt. Like, they knew, apparently, it feels like a walnut.
Yeah.
There's actually a place in a woman's pussy, and these men specifically have known exactly where to do
it. It's like right there, as soon as you come in,
you curve, and then they knew to apply the
these
pressure on the
These guys don't know
hood.
How to do nothing.
There's like literally...
You're getting good men, because these niggas are good Bronx little dirty-ass boys and all that. They don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Wait, okay, no Bronx slander. We got the Bronx.
I'm from the Bronx.
Me too. I still don't fuck them niggas.
Oh my God.
I be like, oh, I'm going to Mount Vernon.
Oh my God.
My nigga is in New Rochelle.
Bitch, that's the Bronx.
Actually, nope. He's right across the GWB in Jersey.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Long Island.
Right. No, I'm not going to lie. I did have one Bronx nigga, and of course, his nickname was Felon Bay. So there goes.
Wow. Oh, my God. So I had one, too. Mine was, too.
Wait, yours was called Felon Bay?
His was like, no.
But was he a
felon? He was actually Scammer Bay. I think, yeah, he was Scammer Bay.
This is what you have is options from the Bronx.
Right. Right. I was like, where am I going? First, I was like, where am I? What is that, Yankee Stadium?
Somebody said that they can come while sucking their man's dick.
So that's probably
they don't even need
again,
to fuck.
That's a lot of mental. I will say, yeah. I get more wet giving head than receiving. I don't even like receiving head. So yeah, I know that's a shocker. I know.
But that is like,
are you not getting it done right?
I've had good head. I mean, I guess what you would think is good head. Like, I've had head that feels good. And then
shit like that make me want to be like, you know, feels- you could just fuck my ex because I want you to experience.
No, literally,
what good head is.
No, like, I've had good head before, and literally, it's like, okay, now fuck me. I really like penetration, so I'm just not here for. And
I like a little appetizer. I need the main course.
Did we even have an appetizer?
We sure did. I orgasm more off of head than dick.
Really?
See, so this is something to, and I know it veered away from the whole male a little bit, but this is why, to me, vetting and communication with your partners is so important, because like me being with a man who may love to give head, it just may not work, because it's like, mm-hmm. I don't want you down there eating my pussy all day. Like, and I also really like guys who can go rounds. Like, I had one guy, we went 10 rounds in one night, and it was amazing. But I've also like,
I got things to
do. No, first off, that was our plan for the night. We went to a sex club.
I would love to go to a sex club.
Girl, I'll take you to a sex club. You want to go?
Yes, come on, let's go together.
A sex club.
They have sex clubs?
In Queens.
Is it like a swinger type of thing?
Yeah, so you can go there. The bottom is like a lounge, and then in the top, you could have sex in front of people in private rooms.
Oh, wow.
You can have sex with people who are there. Look at his face. I hate his face.
I would go there for the experience. I'm trying to think.
You could go there and watch?
You can just go there and watch. I've gone with a group of homegirls, and I've gone three times.
You gotta sign your life away or some shit, sign papers, not really.
First time I went with my homegirl, we got so drunk we won't do it again. We finished a whole bottle of Don Julio and blacked out multiple parts of the night.
Oh my god, we both was fucking people.
Well, actually, so for me, I joined three couples, but that first time I didn't really get fucked. I got fucked by a strap on by a woman, but I didn't really want to take dick. Then the second time I went with the guy who fucked me 10 times in one night. Mm-hmm. We went together
10 times in one night.
I love y'all. I actually did. I had him take a blue chew.
I took ecstasy one time in my life.
Well, it wasn't ecstasy.
I loved it.
I was on ecstasy. I took it straight before, and I felt like I was velvet, bitch.
I was fucking for 6 hours. I was just fucking.
Your body feel like you velvet. I had to stop taking it though, because once you come down off the high, you be depressed.
Oh, well, I didn't want to have a drug discussion.
I just had, but ten times a fucking, I was wondering.
I don't condone drugs Dare. Unless it's marijuana.
Just try it one time and have sex for 10 hours or 10 times.
Well, no, so
oh my god,
no, so it wasn't. Calm down, it wasn't drugs. We did finish tequila as well, and then tequila was in the mix. And then the third time I went, I did go with my friends and I just watched.
Okay.
So there was no, I didn't deal with anybody.
Did you play with yourself at least?
No, I didn't take off my clothing at all. It was just more so of me just being a voyeur.
I mean, you can still go like this with your clothes on.
I mean, I can, but I wasn't going to. Nothing was really feeling it. That night it was a much smaller crowd.
But wait, so you said the first time you went,
it was Halloween, girl. I just felt like we had to.
So who were you? Hours. Who were you doing it with? Different people.
Three different couples.
Okay.
So I would like just lick on the titties of the women like while their men were fucking them or making out with the girl.
She would just walk by like, hey.
When I get really drunk,
that's
feel
the
like
only thing I wouldn't get, kiss I, them.
I mean, bitch, if you're gonna be licking titties and sucking and licking,
I just can't. I can't kiss though. I just feel like herpes and all that shit.
I mean, that happens too. shit,
sperm.
You know,
I'm like, which we just learned about. You can get all types of STIs
in your eye. But I do want to say, in terms of those clubs, condoms are everywhere.
Yeah.
Also, in that type of
kissing condoms.
Sorry. No, there's no kissing condoms.
That
might
be a good invention. I gotta write that.
Kissing condoms?
I don't know about
maybe
that.
Maybe it needs something that's sealed.
Like a dental dam?
It would have to be liquid.
No, it has to be liquid. There's dental like a protection.
But then your tongue and like the crevices and whatnot.
But it's also a space where if you go to like the nicer ones, you can bring your results. Like you're more than welcome to show sex results before you have sex with any partners. But honestly, those are things that you should be doing with your partners anyways. So not just to look at it like, oh my God, I'm in a sex club. Maybe they have STIs. I feel like everyone should be asking their partners.
My partner, I can kill him and find him. I can't kill and find the person that did that
from the
to
club.
Me. I know where this nigga at.
Oh my God.
I don't know where.
This is why you a Bronx bitch.
You said that. You said
crazy.
Don't fuck with me.
She said she's crazy.
We can hunt him down. Yeah.
She said she's crazy. Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and get out of here. Before we go out, let our listeners know where they can find you, if they like your little Bronx voice or whatever, where they can go see what you look like.
Yes, guys, on Instagram, my name is Breeze Marie. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Prado, but I do the Prado web series. So,
okay. Do you want to spell?
We a million in now, guys. Okay, yes. So, he's about to be on Prado too. And then, you know, we got the checklist going on Facebook. I'm Tyler Burgos. I'm not on Twitter. And that's it.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Commodore. MrComodore. Just follow me.
Mr. Commodore. If you type in COMM, you pop up because you got
MrComm. Yeah, just type it.
But even if you type in COMM, you come up. You come up.
Automatically?
Yeah.
I'm popping.
You kind of lit,
my nigga. Give my blue check.
Yeah, you need
son. Right.
It's about the time that you
got. And what about my lovely guest co-host? Where can they find you and what you got going on?
Yes, you can find me on The Oprah Rose Show on all streaming platforms.
And I was on their show, guys.
The Oprah Rose Show. OPRAHROSE. So it's a combination of Oprah and Amber Rose.
Got it.
You know, a balance.
It's a balance of hoe and intellectual.
Exactly.
Oprah,
exactly.
I like that.
Yes, on all streaming platforms, Oprah Rose across all socials. And again, I'm one half. And you can find me on TierraJ_H.
Can you tell us where we can get our hair done like that?
Right, because our hair popping.
Yes, I know. I went to a new girl, but yes, I can tell you where to find the hair.
Okay, when we finish.
I can't plug him. He ain't paying for the hair.
Oh, I know that's right. Right, I'm like, I need the whole package. Give me the bundles.
I'm on the hairstyle. Like, yeah, how did you really
Oh, it's,
like,
cool it's the bundles, though. But it's a whole long story.
Okay, cool.
We're going to have it. We're going to make it happen. Y'all know you can follow us everywhere. We are on Instagram @horrible_decisions. Make sure you tweet your thoughts on this episode and tag @horriblepod. And of course, you guys can find me everywhere @fullcourtpumps. That's on Twitter and Instagram. Also, for all of you guys listening, we want to thank all of you for supporting us. We're super, super, super excited to see you all in Atlanta on February 23rd. I also want to go ahead and let you guys know that we are super, 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 super grateful for everyone who has become a patron. Because of Patreon, we are able to go on this 8-city, 11-show tour. It's fucking amazing. We're super excited to be meeting you all. And at the end of this episode, we are going to give a brief clip on what you can expect from Patreon. So if you didn't know, you actually receive 3 bonus episodes a month for a patron for as low as $5 a month. And for our top tier patrons at $15 a month, you get free merch after 4 months consecutively of being a patron. And we are now also doing calls with our patrons. So we are getting feedback on things that you like, things that you don't like. And then we're also allowing you guys to help us produce shows. So we're taking your input, getting some of your ideas on future guests, and also asking you guys to help us with outlines. So again, if you want to continue supporting, please sign up at patreon.com/horrible decisions. We love you all. And once again, this has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye.
Bye. Bye.